son. Never. The blood stays on the blade. One day you'll understand.
Some of it I half remember. And the rest... the rest I took from dreams.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protector against the snares and the wickedness of the devil. Now, son, who's that?
Saint Michael.
Who is it?
Saint Michael.
And what did he do?
He cast Satan out of paradise.
Good boy.
With us or not?
For the last time, Valon, and which, if the money is right.
I'll give you 10.
Per match.
10?
You have my word.
Ten per notch.
Per new notch.
Then I'm your man.
this it, priest? The Pope's new army? A few crusty bitches and a handful of ragtags?
I know, Bill. You swore this was a battle between warriors, not a bunch of Miss Nancy's. So warriors is what I brought.
The O'Connell Guard!
The Plogoglies!
The Chartels!
The Chichesters!
The 40 Thieves!
Bene. On my challenge, by the ancient laws of combat, we are met at this chosen ground to settle for good and all. Who holds sway over the 5 points? Us natives, born rightwise to this fine land, or the foreign hordes defiling it?
By the ancient laws of combat, I accept the challenge of the so-called natives. You plague our people at every turn. But from this day out, you shall plague us no more. For let it be known that the hand that tries to strike us from this land shall be swiftly cut down.
Then may the Christian Lord guide my hand against your Roman popery.
Prepare to receive the true Lord.
Get up!
Where are you? Where are you?
soon be over, priest.
Finish it.
This across the river. Ears and noses will be the trophies of the day.
But no hand shall touch him! No hand shall touch him!
He'll cross over whole.
Not before I get what's owed.
No!
It's fair. A touch and delicate, but fair.
My sympathies.
What do we do with the boy?
Look at me. Give him to the law. See, he gets a good education.
Okay, boy, say goodbye to your father. Hey, take it easy. Hey! Hey!
Priest Fallon died a noble death, but his dead rabbits is done and outlawed. Let no one even speak their name from this time on.
You have grown from a boy into a man. Put to death the earthly things in you. Immorality, impurity, passion, vengeance. The Lord has forgiven you. You also must forgive. You go forth to a country torn apart by civil strife.
Thank you, Reverend.
Lend your hand to the work that yet remains, that this war may end, and the plague of slavery that brought this conflagration down upon us vanish forever from the earth.
Second year of the Great Civil War, when the Irish Brigade marched through the streets, New York was a city full of tribes, war chiefs, rich and poor.
Lincoln will make all white men slaves!
It wasn't a city, really. It was more a furnace, or a city someday, might be forged.
That's the spirit, boys. Go off and die for your blackie friends. You should have run a better man against Lincoln when we had the chance.
New York to secede from the Union!
They trying to say we are no different than niggas? You ain't.
Don't
fuck the African niggas! The Africa!
The angriest talk was of the new Conscription Act. The first draft in Union history.
No neck, nobody here! None!
When the Irish came, the city was in a fever. Since the time of the Great Famine, they'd come streaming off the boats. And they got a right warm welcome.
Go back to Ireland, you dumb mick!
You remember that, you frog Irish?
He's making the food, Teddy!
I only came 2 hours downriver from Hellgate, but they all took me for an immigrant. Why not? There were 1,000 different accents in New York, and to the natives, you see, it was all the same.
Here to take the chill off your soul and the weight off your heart.
Welcome to America, son. Your long, arduous journey is over.
Go back to your own country.
Vote Tammany.
America for America.
New York loved William Tweed and hated him. And those of us trying to be thieves, we couldn't help but admire him.
Mr. Cutting, gentlemen. Thank you for coming. It's an honor.
Mr. Tweed.
Sir, please. Excuse me. I think you're frightening them.
So?
Don't mind him. He used to be an Irishman.
Ah, the Five Points. Murderer's Alley. Brickbat Mansion. The Gates of Hell.
Here, in this vile place. Look upon the face of this poor child.
She lives in squalor, in this God-forsaken den of vice and misery behind me.
Every year the reformers came, every year the points got worse, as if it liked being dirty.
Degraded men and women.
Where am I going to go?
Move! The Reverend wants you out of here.
He killed Jesus!
Come on, you!
You may or may not know, Bill, that every day I go down to the waterfront with hot soup for the Irish as they come ashore. Part of building a political base.
I've noticed you there. You may have noticed me.
Indeed I have. Throwing torrents of favors and withering abuse on every single person who steps off those boats.
If only I had the guns, Mr. Tweed, I'd shoot each and every one of them before they set foot on American soil.
Mulberry Street.
And Worth. Cross. And Orange. And Little Water. Each of the five points is a finger. When I close my hand, it becomes a fist. And any time that I wish, I can turn it against you.
I understand, but we're talking about different things. I'm talking about civic duty. Responsibilities we owe to the people. Schools and hospitals, sewers and utilities, street construction, repairs and sweeping, business licenses, saloon licenses.
In battle, be our protector against the snares and the wickedness of the devil.
Street cars, ferries, rubbish disposal. There's a power of money to be made in this city, Bill. With your help,
the people must be made to understand.
But all these things are best kept within what I like to call the Tammany family, which is why I'm talking about an alliance between our two great organizations.
You're talking about muscle work.
That too. Muscle to match our spirit.
You own the Crushers, get them to do it.
The police? Oh, no. Jesus, no. The appearance of the law must be upheld. Especially while it's being broken.
Give me the strength for what I must do.
Who are you?
Hey.
No. I said, who are you? What are you doing here?
I just like it down here is all.
Say what's in his pockets, Jimmy.
Now look, look, boys, I really don't want to fight.
Don't want to fight? Don't worry, son, ain't gonna be much of a fight.
Don't kill me. Where'd you get that?
I told you I didn't want to fight!
Why not? Look how good you've done.
You're the priest's son, aren't you? You, get away from me, understand? Don't remember me, do you? That's the one tried to help you. What? That's the one tried to help you when the natives took you. Oh, that was you?
Yeah.
Thought you was killed.
They just locked me up, you know that?
This long. But I kept trying to escape, you know? Yeah, I don't have time for that. So what are you doing back here? Guess I missed the place.
Barry boys.
Five points. Paradise Square.
Streets here are always lively of an evening.
Who are the gangs around now?
We've got the Daybreak Boys and the Swamp Angels. They work the river looting ships. The Frog Hollow Shanghai Sailors down around the Bloody Angle. Shirttails was rough for a while, but they become a bunch of Jack Roman dandies, lolling around Murderer's Alley looking like Chinamen. Hellcat Maggie, she tried to open her own grog shop. But she drunk up all her own liquor and got thrown out on the street.
Beautiful.
Now she's on the lay for anything. There's a plug uglies. They're from somewhere deep in the old country. Got their own language. No one understands what they're saying. They love to fight the cops. And the night walkers, the rag pickers roll. They work on their backs and kill with their hands. They're so scurvy under the plug uglies to talk to them. But who knows what they're saying? The slaughterhousers and the Broadway twisters. They're a fine bunch of bingo boys. And the Little 40 Thieves. I used to run with them for a while. Until they got took over by Benjamin the Cockroach and his red-eyed buggers. Benjamin carries a germ. If you try to leave the gang, they say he hacks up blood on you.
The line juicers are nothing but a bunch of rapacious grab-ups.
The true blue Americans call themselves a gang, but all they really do is stand around in corners damning England.
One word that the British say.
Any of them got the sand of the dead rabbits? You don't say that name. That name died with you. You've been outlawed.
When I was in the blockhouse, the Chinks told me that the natives celebrate their victory every year. Is that true?
Aye, that they do. It's quite the affair. The butcher himself's got to invite you and you don't go.
You're going, Johnny. You look stunned and poorly, sir. Quite a pair of conversationists, aren't you?
Maybe not. We're deep thinkers.
Well, gentlemen, I leave you in the grace and favor of the Lord.
Jenny, finest bludget in all the points. She is a prim-looking stargazer.
But I'd check my pockets if I was you. Because I do believe she lifted your timepiece.
Well, I let her take it. I let her take things all the time. Is that right?
We always liked a good fire in the points. You could generally pick up a little swag, and if the cops came along, then you really got a show. The municipal police fought the Metropolitan Police. The Metropolitan Police, they fought the street gangs.
Hurry up, man, before the Black Joe gets there!
There were 37 amateur fire brigades, and they all fought each other.
The Black Joker on their way!
Nothing left.
Go back to the power, you bum.
Stop them, for God's sake, they're taking everything.
In your next time of trouble, ma'am, call on Tammany first.
But it's not too late. You can still save my house.
Let's go.
I thought she said you was hungry.
You baby, baby.
Grab what you can, Johnny. Let's get out of here.
Can you point out that this building is burning to ashes? And may I point out that this area is the province of my own America's Fire Brigade, and that you lot belong only in the Bowery. May I point out that you're outmanned, outmaneuvered, and in a moment, outfought.
Am I?
There's the Black Joe! Let's take him out of cover! Bells, bells, and blood up!
Okay,
boys, to work!
What's the point? The fire's near burned anything of value inside.
Boys, forget that one! Next building over!
Mustn't let it spread!
Take what you want from that one!
What are you doing? What are you doing?
There's nothing wrong with this one. This is my house!
Johnny!
Help!
Johnny!
Help! Help! Help!
Come on! Come on, Johnny, get up! Leave that! Amsterdam.
How's the beak? Ain't so bad.
You got anything, you give it up or you get out.
Is that it?
That's it.
Right, here's the rake. Everything comes here, we fence it, Johnny takes our tribute to the natives, and we chop up the winnings. Each to his equal portion amongst the gang.
Is that meet with your approval, Hellgate?
My approval? What's the matter, Jack Spratt? Can't you think for yourself?
Shut your fucking throat up there! Come on!
You boys will settle with me before settling with each other.
I come for my due and proper.
This ain't a bad hop. You know when folks start into saying to where the country's going to hell, I always tell them, you just look at all the hard work our fine young lads is doing down in the Five Pints. Oh, yeah. Now this is just a thing for Mrs. Mulroney.
All right there, Happy Jack. Leave us with something to quarter to build a butcher, eh? Would you?
Not my favorite tune. Thank you, boys. You keep out of trouble now.
Every year, the natives celebrated the killing of my father all over again. At Sparrow's Chinese Pagoda and Mott Street. The Chinks hated the natives worse than we did. The drum rolls, and the butcher drinks a glass of fire. When you kill a king, you don't stab him in the dark. You kill him where the whole court can watch him die.
Hey, got any timber?
Her mother and her sister dared to meet us at the door.
Hey, Maggie. Right ear or left ear?
Give us a drink, you agent.
Help yourself.
The head.
The liquor was so awful strong.
What's your bets? What's your bets? The count to beat is 25 rodents in 3 minutes. Hauser against the Furman. Are the enumerators satisfied?
50.
Yes!
Let us
go!
Where are you going, Boyle?
I'm here to pay tribute to Bill.
Where are you now? Yeah, give it to me.
I'll give it to him.
No, thanks. I'll give it to him myself. What do you want to keep? The money for your teeth, Boyle.
John. Welcome.
For me, lad, sir.
Made yours. Where's he from?
Oh, he's not from here, sir.
You! That's close enough.
friend can't look me in the eye, that's not an admirable characteristic.
No one can look you in the eye, Bill. Not when you're playing cards.
This is whist. It's a gentleman's game. Make a gentleman's bet.
I ain't betting large, Bill.
That ain't large.
Please don't make that noise again, Harvey.
I like a man who's willing to burn for his swag. How do you fare on water? Come closer. Close, John. I ain't gonna bite. Close. There's a Portuguese ship lying low in the harbor. Quarantine 3 weeks. Get there before the daybreak, boys, stripper. Maybe you and me will talk some more.
Consider it done, sir.
Good boy. And you, whatever your name is, what is your name?
Amsterdam, sir.
Amsterdam. I'm New York. Don't you never come in here empty-handed again. You gotta pay for the pleasure of my company. Take him for a boat ride, John. Who knows, but he might save your life again.
Daybreak boys catch us on this river, they'll slit our throats.
I'll do it myself in a minute if we don't keep quiet.
I never liked the harbor after dark. And now each night they run ashore the bodies of the soldiers.
So many mothers have not even the solace of knowing where their sons have fallen. I lost my own eldest at Antietam. And his mother and I were unable to recover his remains.
It was a mournful sight.
The war can't last forever.
We had business of our own.
Daybreak boys have already been here. And there's nothing left. Let's go back, eh? Bring the harbor cops to shore! Fuck out!
Jesus, they killed everyone! There's nothing here but a bunch of dead sea crabs!
Come on, let's go!
Shut off!
No! Wait for Amsterdam!
Where's Amsterdam? Oh, you damn fool, take him! What in the hell for?
Look at my glims. I said no less than 15.
Wait, is this fresh?
4 hours most. Much obliged, gents.
What's that word?
It means body snatchers.
I didn't ask the meaning. I asked the word.
Ghoul.
Ghoul. That's a good word. Ghoul gang slaughters. A fresh outrage in the 5 points. It's a notice you can be proud of.
Thank you.
Low thing. To do that to a body. Low.
Why? They could have left that ship with nothing. Instead, they made the Police Gazette a periodical of note.
A body's supposed to stay beneath the earth, wearing the wooden coat until the resurrection.
These two are just a pair of bug-eating sons of Irish bitches, same as you are. Don't seem to bother them none. And then maybe they don't share your religious scruples.
Maybe they're just a couple of fiddling bands.
I've been called a lot of things, mister, but I ain't never been called...
Fiddling bands.
Fiddling bands, right. Well, if I knew what in the hell that meant... be inclined to take offense.
Fiddling bands is a fellow steals anything, dead or alive, because he's too low to work up a decent lay for himself. Ain't that careful, Bulger. Ain't that careful.
I'm telling you, that's all there is. That's all they give us.
Now, Chisler. If you had said Chisler, now there's a word I understand, you know? Now, is that what you're calling us?
Well, I could think of a number of things to call you, Boyle.
Right, but I asked if he was calling us Chislers.
Supposing I am.
Well, then we got business.
That we do.
$2 on the boy.
McGloin, how would that head look without the ears and the nose on it?
You'd better leave that head alone, Bill.
I think I'm gonna trim the ears and the beak off of that head. Make a nice pot of soup of that head.
We could find a tastier head than that, Bill.
I ain't got the stomach for no Irish stew.
The mighty McGloin. Almost fish hooked by a sprat. On the seventh day, the Lord rested. But before that he did, he squatted over the side of England. And what came out of him was Ireland. No offense, son.
Oh, none taken, sir. I grew up here. All I ever knew of Ireland was in the talk of the others at the orphan asylum.
And which part of that excrementitious isle were your forebears spawned?
I've been told Kerry, but I lost proof of it in my language at the asylum.
I was raised in a very similar establishment myself. Now everything you see belongs to me, to one degree or another. The beggars and newsboys and quick thieves here in paradise, sailor dives and gin mills and blind tigers on the waterfront, the anglers and amusers, the sheehees and the chinks. Everybody owes, everybody pays, because that's how you stand up against the rising of the tide. Is that right, boys?
Yeah, Bill, that's right.
Enlist! Join up! Serve your country! Come on in out of the draft, boys! Volunteer and get your $50 bonus!
We need 30,000 volunteers, and we're prepared to pay $677 per volunteer. Please read this. Thank you. Would you like to take one of these, please, to fill out? Three square meals a day. Young man, enlist and serve your country. Three square meals a day, gentlemen. If you're interested, I suggest you read this and consider joining...
Everywhere you went, people talked about the draft. Now, you could buy your way out for $300. But who had $300? For us, it might as well have been $3 million. The recruiters? Now, they was too scared of the gangs to come after us. Besides, we never dreamt the war would ever touch New York.
Good morning, sir.
You!
Don't you run into me.
Fair enough.
I said don't run into me.
Sorry. Everything in place?
Seems so.
Well, then I leave you in the grace and favor of the Lord. That's right.
Oh, that dirty man!
Allow me.
Thank you kindly, sir.
Oh, it's my pleasure. I hope you won't be rude if I speak. I want to appear forward.
Well, sir, that depends on what you say.
Would you call me reckless if I said you were the prettiest girl in New York?
Only New York. This is my stop.
May I walk with you a little then?
That, sir, would be too bold.
For every lay, we had a different name. An angler put a hook on the end of a stick to drop behind store windows and doors. An autumn diver picked your pocket in church. A badger gets a fella into bed with a girl, then robs his pockets while they're on the go. Jenny was a bludgeon, a girl pickpocket, and a turtle dove. A turtle dove goes uptown dressed like a housemaid, picks out a fine house, and goes right through the back door. Robs you blind. It takes a lot of sand to be a turtle dove.
I'll have my medal back. Oh, Jesus!
Don't do that again.
Listen, I said don't do that. Go back to the point and leave me to my business, or I will open your throat, so help me God. Give me back my medal. Make it quick.
I don't know which one's yours.
Suppose I help myself to everything. Huh?
Suppose you do.
you a little then.
What do you suppose a fella could earn up here in a day? Maybe we could pal in together.
Oh, I think you're a bit rough for this sort of game. Besides, I work alone.
Alone? Well, what do you quarter to the butcher?
Me, nothing.
Nothing?
The butcher and me have a special arrangement. I don't want to see you again.
Well, I don't blame you.
Pennies in their pockets and hope in their eyes. They peer to the west, searching the horizon for a glimpse of land and salvation. A glimpse of America.
Seeing all this poverty must be most unsettling, Miss Scaremahan.
Some days, of course, the uptown gangs come down to us. The Scaremahorns was one of the oldest families in New York. They didn't run the city, but they was listened to quite carefully by them that did.
Commissioner Brunt said you wish to view the points in all its splendor and squalor. Spare nothing concerning the condition, said he.
Yeah, nothing except our safety, Constable.
I'm sure we can be in no danger. Why, when the constable's company, my dear?
Quite so, madam. Witness. Shall we continue on?
Are you dare to leave it there?
Safe as a bank, Mr. Greeley, since I'll know it's mine.
Is that man drunk?
Oh, dead as Good Friday, miss.
Good day to you, Mulroney.
Lies?
Jack? Slum sociable?
Fact-finding. Reform studying. May I present...
The Scaremahorns of Fifth Avenue scarcely require an introduction from you, Jack.
Scaremahorn, indeed, and their daughter. This gentleman, of course,
Horace Greeley, famous Greeley. Publisher. Pleasure and an honor, sir.
Of the Tribune.
I'm William Cutting.
How do you do, Mr. Cutting?
As of this moment, extremely well, thank you. How do you do? Orange blossom. Delicious.
Mr. Cutting is,
What a peach. You could have a fine career on the stage.
One of 5 Points local...
Pleasure to meet you, sir.
Leaders.
Mr. Greeley.
Pleased to meet you, Mr. Cutting.
5 Points welcomes you. You are welcome to these streets and will pass in safety.
Oh, I'll see to their safety. Thank you, Bill. Here we are. Good day, lad. Criminals braggadocio, you see.
He knows who I am.
Oh, indeed, sir. You're well known in these parts.
I must say that I find that strangely flattering.
Never did like crushers.
Well, draw it mild, son. Happy Jack don't fill his lungs without I tell him he may do so.
At the officer's store, he was kept, he'll pretend. And so he was too, drinking rum with
a... You think my wife should be safe up in that lamppost, Bill?
Why don't you hang it up there and see?
Someday.
Someday is right.
This a new lad?
Just another bastard son of Aaron. I folded in the warmth of my embrace.
Hey.
Just want to see your face, son. No harm intended.
Is a kind, loving husband and a good-tempered wife.
You get to know a lot, butcher and meat. We're made up of the same things, flesh and blood, tissue, organs. I love to work with pigs. The nearest thing in nature to the flesh of a man is the flesh of a pig.
Pig, huh?
That's right. This is for you, mother.
Here you go.
God bless you,
Mr. God bless you. She ain't really my mother.
I knew that, Bill.
This is the liver. The kidneys. The heart. This is a wound. The stomach will bleed and bleed. This is a kill. This is a kill. Main artery, this is a kill. You try. What happened?
Good, don't foul the blade on the rib.
Very good.
Main artery. Bleed him slow. Let him think about it for a while.
Slow down.
Good.
You'll each bill the city $5,000 a month for supplies and services, of which you'll receive 10%. Bill! Mr. Caloran will work out the details. Thank you, gentlemen. That's how we do things around Tammany, gentlemen. Who's this, then?
Thank you, boys.
Good day, sir. You got something on your mind?
Bill's taken quite a liking to you. Now, if you're up to something, Benny, only I don't want no part in it.
Hellgate for 16 years. I'm just trying to make my way, is all. Just like you. Unless, of course, you got a better notion. No.
Bill, I can't get a day's work done for all the good citizens coming in here to harass me about crime in the points. Some even go so far as to accuse Tammany of connivance in this so-called rampant criminality. What am I to do? I can't have this. Something has to be done.
What do you have in mind?
I don't know. I think maybe we should hang someone.
Who?
No one important, necessarily. Average men will do. Back alley amusers with no affiliations.
How many?
Three or four.
Which?
Four.
You stand here convicted, veeringly, of lewdness. Jack Rowland, sneak thievery, claw hydrating, sodomy, strangulation, and enthusiastic corruption of the public good.
Chin up, handsome bunch of gallows fruit. There's my old friend. How are you feeling, Arthur?
I'm okay, you know.
Oh, say hello to Amsterdam. Nearly fish hooked McGloin the other day.
Nearly.
See you dressed for the occasion, Arthur.
You know me, Bill, I always like to look me best, you know.
That's the spirit. It's a nice locket. I'll give you a dollar for it.
It's me mother's?
Dollar and a half.
Done.
We'll miss you, Arthur. See you in the hot country, Seamus.
My son present here. Where's my little fella?
Look at your dad.
Farewell, dear boy. I never struck a foul blow nor turned a card. May God greet me as a friend.
The reformers held a dance. That was the 5 points, all right. Hangings of a morning, dancings of an evening.
Sure, myself, but It's not a matter of words. I can tell by the way she smiles.
Sir. Well, she smiles at a lot of people, John.
Sir. You don't know her.
A penny of gratitude for fighting Irishman Young, sir.
You from Kerry?
I am, sir. I am.
Not getting much.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are delighted to see so many young faces at our first annual mission dance.
This will be a real Barlam Rankum, eh?
The mission welcomes Christians of every stamp, and we are particularly happy to greet our Roman Catholic friends who join us here tonight.
Ladies, come with me.
Come with us.
We're going to start the dancing in just a moment.
Good evening, Reverend.
Good evening, Your Holiness.
Good evening, Reverend.
Looks as though you should have shaved closer.
Oh, good evening, Reverend. I do beg your pardon.
Miss?
Everdeen?
Miss Everdeen.
Now, gentlemen, over here, if you don't mind. Thank you. Open it. Hold it up. Into the mirror.
That one.
Our queen has chosen. Regular services are held at the church at 6 and 8.
Go to hell.
What do you think you're doing?
I'm dancing.
I said, why'd you pick me?
That's none of your business.
Would you mind telling me? Not much of a dancer.
Just try to keep calm.
I've never been to a step in Ken before.
It's best not to look down. You can hold me tighter if you like.
Right. So why didn't you dance with Johnny?
Because I didn't want him.
Thank you.
in this. Wait.
What?
Wait. How does this open?
It takes too long to lace back up. We'll be here all night. Sure, all right. I'll take it off. There was a baby. They cut it out. Sorry.
It's fine.
Have you got any scars?
One or two. What's that then?
That is a gift from Mr. Cutting.
A gift?
A gift.
Was it your birthday?
No.
What'd you give him then?
The answer to that has nothing to do with you. Don't tell me you're angry with me.
No, I'm through with you.
Well, you're quicker than most fellas. Generally, they wait till afterwards.
Well, I ain't interested in the butcher's leavings.
Everyone was working for the butcher. We ran his errands, made his money, took a piece and said thank you, sir.
Gentlemen, it's arranged.
Even Tweed.
The fight's over!
Even me. My father's son.
What the hell is this?
Sorry, Bill. The city ordinance against Boxiana's a blight, I grant you. But some appearance
I'm losing revenue while you speechify. Get out there and collect those bets!
Sir, how do I collect if no one won the fight? This counts as a no decision. You got that covered, right?
Didn't anybody pay off the goddamn police?
We paid the municipal police. This is the metropolitan police.
You're gonna repay me every cent.
It's a shambles.
Who asked for your opinion?
Let him speak. We don't answer to you.
The law says that there's no boxing in the city. Is that right?
That's right, in the city.
But where does the city end?
The winner in the 75th round.
Allow me to acknowledge the man whose vision and enterprise made possible the staging of this noble combat in his awe-inspiring and entirely legal surroundings, Mr. William Cutting! And his young associate! kind attention. May I remind you of the further wonders that await you at my museum, located on Broadway? P.T. Barnum's Gallery of Wonders.
Would you watch him? You're so bad. He's out of here. That's my money. Get your hands in it.
It's a funny feeling being took under the wing of a dragon. It's warmer than you think.
That's the building of our country right there, Mr. Cutting. Americans are burning.
I don't see no Americans. I see trespassers. Irish harps do a job for a nickel what a nigger does for a dime and a white man used to get a quarter for. What have they done? Name one thing they've contributed.
Votes.
Votes, you say? They vote how the Archbishop tells them, and who tells the Archbishop? Their king in the pointy hat, what sits on his throne in Rome.
Bill's got mixed feelings as regards the Irish.
Bill, deliver these good and fervent folk to the polls on a regular basis, and there'll be a handsome price for each vote goes Tammany's way.
My father gave his life making this country what it is. Murdered by the British with all of his men on the 25th of July, Anno Domini 1814. You think I'm gonna help you befoul his legacy? By giving this country over to them what's had no hand in the fighting for it? Why, because they come off a boat crawling with lice and begging you for soup?
You're a great one for the fighting, Bill, I know. But you can't fight forever.
I can go down doing it.
And you will.
What did you say?
I said you're turning your back on the future.
Not our future.
That document makes you a citizen. This one makes you a private in the Union Army. Now go fight for your country. Next.
Sign here, Sergeant. Or make your mark.
When we got the Yankee land, they shoved a gun into our hands, saying, Paddy, you must go and fight for Lincoln.
There's your musket. Make sure you keep it dry on the boat. Same for the cartridge case.
Where are we going?
I heard Tennessee.
Where's that?
There is nothing here but war, where the murdering cannons roar. And I wish I was at home in dear old Dublin.
Do they feed us now, do you think?
My children, we must heal the divisions between us. This war must cease, North and South must stand united.
What happens at the finish, then?
Then we have ourselves a rowdy battle.
Ain't you never been to the theater before?
Nah.
Miss Legree, lay down your whip! Miss Eliza, join hands with Mr. Shelby. And Topsy, dear little Topsy, cradle Uncle Tom's head.
Leave the nigger dead!
Oh! 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 O
Whose man are you? Speak smart and speak up. What's he saying, boy?
I think he's making his peace with God.
The hell with that. He makes his peace with me. I'm hearing confession tonight, you mother-whoring Irish nigger. Whose man are you? We speak English in this country. Whose man are you? You see this knife? I'm gonna teach you to speak English with this fucking knife. Whose man are you? Whose man are you? Well, that didn't tell us very much. Fine waistcoat. Shame about it. I don't think it can be mended. Will I keep it as a souvenir?
Where's Legree? Where's Mopsy? Trigesians, let's continue. Intermission is over.
Yeah! Now that was bloody Shakespearean. Do you know who Shakespeare was, Sonny? He was a fellow who wrote the King James Bible.
Mister, I don't know what in the hell you're talking about.
Because you're a thick,
ignorant, barbarous Irish whelp. Just like your father. That's it! Tear my head off and destruct the world. Just like the rest of the stupid Irish in this country. That's why I never ran with your dad.
Get off me, you crazy bastard!
It means, if you're not strong, you'd better be smart. Now, I don't know if you're being too clever or too dumb, but whichever it is, just remember this much. For all his faults, your father was a man who loved his people.
Amsterdam! New York is calling you!
Look at that. What in Christ's name is that? Rhythms of the Dark Continent thrown into the kettle with an Irish shindig. Stir it around a few times. Pour it out as a fine American mess. A jig doing a jig. Little keepsake.
Good on you, sir.
Come upstairs with me, Bill.
Have I ever had you before? So you don't call me by my Christian name.
Bill! Thank God you're all right. I heard the news and came over as quick as I could.
Or as timely as the angel of death.
Bill, not suggesting that I would stoop to what you're suggesting.
Stop slabbering. If I thought it was you, you'd be in a wooden coat. Well, I got a hole in my shoulder and it hurts, so have a drink and shut up, or shut up and get out.
I believe I'll have a drink.
Careful, Tweety, the mort's Frenchified.
No, I'm clean. Come on, let's go to the bar.
the butcher. We're all much obliged. Forever.
Bill the Butcher.
Bill the Butcher.
Bill the Butcher.
Why don't you get out of here, Johnny? Go on, go.
Anyone in the 5 points you haven't fucked?
Yes, you.
Calm down.
Try it and I'll bite you.
Gonna bite me. I don't think you'd warn me, huh?
Find out.
Can't sleep.
Yeah. Hope you don't mind us laying out tonight here, sir.
Whatever takes your fancy, my young friend.
Is it your shoulder that's keeping you up?
No, I don't never sleep too much. I have to sleep with one eye open. I only got one eye, right? How old are you, Amsterdam?
2 Never did figure it.
I'm 47. 47 years old. You know how I stayed alive this long? All these years. Fear. The spectacle of fearsome acts. Somebody steals from me, I cut off his hands. He offends me, I cut out his tongue. He rises against me. Cut off his head, stick it on a pike. Raise it high up so all in the streets can see. That's what preserves the order of things. Fear. That one tonight, who was he? A nobody. A coward.
What an ignominious end that would have been.
I killed the last honorable man 15 years ago. Since then, you've seen his portrait downstairs? Is your mouth all glued up with cunny juice? I asked you a question.
I said I seen it, sir.
Oh, you got a murderous rage in you, and I like it. Oh, it's life boiling up inside of you. It's good. The priest and me, we lived by the same principles. It was only faith divided us. He gave me this, you know. That was the finest beating I ever took. My face was pulp. My guts was pierced. My ribs was all mashed up. When he came to finish me, I couldn't look him in the eye. He spared me because he wanted me to live in shame. This was a great man. A great man. So I cut out the eye that looked away. Sent it to him wrapped in blue paper. I would have cut them both out if I could afford him blind. And I rose back up again with a full heart and buried him in his own blood.
Done.
He was the only man I ever killed worth remembering. I never had a son. Civilization is crumbling. God bless you.
If you got anything to say, then now is the time to say it. Who is he to you, Jenny?
I was 12 years old. My mother was dead. I was living in a doorway. He took me in, took care of me, his own way. After they cut out the baby, he doesn't fancy girls that scarred up. You should know in your own mind that he never laid a hand on me until I asked him.
visions to rival the finest imaginings of Scheherazade, and the tales from the perfume banks of Arabia will greet your promise.
Blessed Virgin in my heart. Amen.
Easy now. What did you say?
He's not who he says he is.
He's not who he says he is.
What have I said? What have I said? What have I said?
Count your blessings. He considers you a friend.
The only thing he considers, Bill, every day and every night is how best to kill you.
That loose tongue in that head of yours. You want me to take it out for you? I'll bury it right up your fundament where it belongs. I can read right through you. You're empty.
His name is Valen! Don't do it, Bill. His name's Valen.
Celestials. You know why he wears short sleeves?
Now why?
Because everyone can see he's got nothing stashed.
Oh,
Jesus, let's hope that never becomes a fashion.
Johnny!
Attention! As some of you have surely noticed, our friend and benefactor, Mr. William Cutting, is tonight wearing a waistcoat of certain distinction! Might we tonight appeal to him to favor us with another exciting exhibition of skill, courage, daring and drama!
Cut
William Tell!
The butterfly!
Spider's kiss!
The butcher's apprentice!
Ah, the butcher's apprentice.
Come on, performance!
A command performance indeed!
I want you to get out of here, don't you understand?
And for this, I must beg the indulgence of my former assistant in matters of impalement. The butcher's original apprentice. What do you say, Jen? One more time for the sweet souvenir. Come on. You may feel more comfortable without that garment, Miss Everdeen.
You'll have to filch me a new one, Bill.
Anything in your pockets tonight?
Oh, I ain't started working yet.
About that locket that I gave you. Apologies, my dear. Pick it up. Whoopsie daisy! Now it's good and broke. I can't seem to get anything right tonight. You got the sand to give them a grand finale?
Maybe when you're aiming a little straighter.
Get rid of these goddamn monkeys! Strike up, boys!
Ready.
This is a night for America! Hold in our hearts the memory of our fallen brothers whose blood stains the very streets we walk today. Also on this night, we pay tribute to the leader of our enemies, an honorable man who crossed over bravely, fighting for what he believed in. To defeat my enemy, I extinguish his life and
and consume him as I consume these flames. In honor of Priest Valen.
Oh, Priest Valen!
That's a wound.
God!
I want you all to meet the son of Priest Valen. I took him under my wing. And see how I'm repaid.
He
saves my life one day so he can kill me the next like a sneak thief. Instead of fighting like a man. A base defiler, unworthy of a noble name.
Oh, Jesus!
Why, that'll do McGuire. Splay him out!
I show him for blockies! You get to watch!
Bowser, here they got me!
This is fresh meat. What I mean, we need to tenderize this meat a little bit. All right, let's kiss goodnight to that pretty young face of yours. What'll it be then? Rib or chop? Loin or shank?
The liver!
The spleen! The tongue kidney!
The lung!
The liver!
The leg!
The tongue!
The kidneys!
The stomach!
The heart! The heart!
The heart? This boy has no heart!
Kill him!
Kill him!
He ain't earned a death at my hands. No. He'll walk amongst you marked with shame. A freak worthy of Barnum's Museum of Wonders. God's only man spared by the butcher.
No!
Here. This way. Come on. Come on.
I want to show you something. My mother's bones share this grave. I've saved 10 cents out of every dollar I've ever earned since I was 13. It's $215. It's $215 for bludgeoning and the rest. This is what I wanted to show you. This is where we're gonna go as soon as you get well. San Francisco, California. You can have anything you want out there. These men are pulling gold right out of the river with their own hands.
We're here.
We need to get there. start here, go down, round here, up into San Francisco. Shortest way to go. Would you go with me?
No need to fire that, miss. Or even aim it. An audience with your mangled friend is all I want.
I got 44 notches in my club. Do you know what they're for? Remind me what I owe God when I die. My father was killed in battle too. In Ireland, in the streets. Fighting those who would take as their privilege what could only be got and held by the decimation of a race. That war is 1,000 years old and more. We never expected it to follow us here. It didn't. It was waiting for us when we landed. Your father tried to carve out a corner in this country for his tribe. That was him. That was his dead rabbits. I often wondered if he'd lived a bit longer. Would he have wanted a bit more?
Watch your rifle through his pockets, then.
For safekeeping. Thought maybe you could do with it.
That's a sorry-looking pelt. And it's been so nice and quiet for the last 3 months. Tell me, this charge, does it sit uneasy with you?
No, it's not uneasy, Bill.
I wouldn't say that. But my allegiance is to the law. I'm paid to uphold the law.
What in heaven's name are you talking about? You may have misgivings, but don't go believing that, Jack. That way lies damnation.
I'm in no danger of damnation, Bill.
Here's the thing. I don't give a tuppenny fuck about your moral conundrum, you meat-headed shitsack. That's more or less the thing. And I want you to go out there, you, nobody else. None of your little minions. I want you to go out there. And I want you to punish the person who's responsible. Murdering this poor little rabbit. Is that understood?
Right.
Help yourself to some decent meat on the way out.
You boy,
I didn't mean nothing by that shot, you know. Just scared me, is all. Sure, you know I'd never do you harm. Come out now, lad. Remember your father and me. Are you too young to remember your old Uncle Jack?
Oh, the times we had.
You know I won't hurt you.
Bad for everybody. What's next? Dead politicians?
I could spare half a dozen of you easier than I can spare him. Still, I think it shows dash. Give the boy some time. We'll settle with a good dust-up.
There's more of us coming off these ships every day. I
hurt 15,000 Irish a week. And we're afraid of the natives. Get all of us together and we ain't got a gang. We got an army. And all you need's a spark, right? Just one spark. Something to wake us all up.
It was me played you false. I'd take it back if I could.
Take it back?
Johnny, I gotta kill you. Get out of the points and don't come back.
Going, Boyle. Come on.
Tell us, John, what's the trouble?
No trouble, Bill.
Still hiding out with your friends?
No, I'm not with them, Bill. I'm with you. I'm with the natives.
You always was a native as far as I'm interested, John. Till you became a stag. You tell me you're a native. Do you want to know what a native is? A native is a man who was willing to give his life for his country, like my father done. Are you willing to do that, my young friend?
It hurts too much. Just kill me.
Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now in the day of our death. Amen. Rest in peace, Ma.
What are you doing here, Boyle?
What's a nigger doing in this church? Dead rabbit doing with the natives, huh?
There's no niggers among the natives. Natives and rabbits is one thing, but a nigger in the church, that's something else.
You run with the natives. You go pray with the natives.
You're gonna wind up on a stake like your mom did.
Join.
Father,
Jesus, did you know there's a nigger in your church?
The earth turns, but we don't feel it move. And one night you look up, one spark, and the sky's on fire.
Touching spectacle. We'll come back when you're ready for us.
The past is the torch that lights our way. Where our fathers have shown us the path, we shall follow. Our faith is the weapon most feared by our enemies. For thereby shall we lift our people up against those who would destroy us. Our name is called the Dead Rabbits, to remind all of our suffering, and as a call to those who suffer still to join our ranks, however so far they may have strayed from our common home across the sea. For with great numbers must come great strength and the salvation of our people.
Business.
How many other men live here? You all have to register.
You can't force me to join no army.
Have you got $300?
Of course not. Who the hell's got $300?
If you are drafted, release from military service can only be secured for $300 according to the Conscription Act.
$300?
Otherwise, you have to
serve. Who the hell's got $300,
eh?
You tell me!
Unless you have $300!
Go back to where you came, you bastards!
I am born in this country, sir. You emigrated here. You will fight for this country, sir.
Wait, Jesus, war does terrible things to men.
Get back up town where you belong!
$300? Or it's not a rich man's board.
Sir, I request an audience with this man.
Neil is a gum. Not will go to the agate.
You don't speak English in New York anymore?
Don't understand.
Well, you do speak English.
I wonder if Miss Everdeen could angle her rifle in some other direction. I wonder, Mr. Vallon, if you understand the true value of this sort of publicity. The Archbishop himself, shoulder to shoulder with half the Irish in the Five Points. I'm offering my boy to form an alliance with you against Bill Cutting and his slate of nativist candidates. I'll negotiate a handsome fee for every Irish vote you send Tammany's way in the coming elections. I need a new friend in the Five Points, son. I'd like that friend to be you.
Now, just a moment, Mr. Tweed. Suppose we do get you those votes. Would you back an Irish candidate of my choosing?
I don't think so.
What if we get you all the Irish votes?
Mr. Vallon, that will only happen in the reign of Queen Dick.
Beg your pardon?
That means it will never happen. Now, I might be persuaded to back an Irish candidate for, say, alderman.
Alderman.
We've already got Irish aldermen.
So we have. That's why...
Well, what's bigger than alderman? Sheriff. Sheriff. Pardon, Mr. Tweed. You back an Irishman for sheriff of the city and county in New York, and we'll get him elected.
I love the Irish, son, but higher than alderman you shall never climb.
Well, why not?
For one thing, no man living can consolidate the Irish vote.
I can.
And for another, I mean no effrontery. No one's yet found an Irish candidate for sheriff worth voting for.
Monk.
Here.
Oh. Is
to have me looking as sober as my own grandfather.
Another great man, I'm sure.
Oh, what a drunken bastard. Could I say what I want?
That's why I wanted you.
Our elected representatives are a gang of thieves who swear to better our lot while dipping their hands deep into our pockets.
I stand shoulder to shoulder with community leaders like Bill Cutting against any and all inroads into our fine democracy.
A secret that no one takes away, what you have earned by pluck and application
to invading hordes of Hibernians.
You go to the polls and you put your mark next to the name Walter McGinn.
Against the potato eaters, like them over there, thieving our jobs.
Why should so many Irish die down south? When the first war to win is not down in Dixie, but right here, in these streets.
That's right.
There is the finest street fighter in the Five Points. That's right. Now let the whole damn city hear it.
That man was right born for this.
He's killed 44 men, laid low a couple hundred more.
Is that right?
Right.
I should have run him for mayor.
All right, line him up. It's election day!
Faster, faster, come here, faster!
Come on, come on, Lenny!
Okay, quiet!
Come on, you bastard, we need your vote!
Bastard!
I fought for you, nigger! I lost an arm for you!
Well, that's a start.
Now, come on.
Rise and shine. This great country of ours, even the hop fiends get the vote.
Less art and more haste, Don.
Now, where are you going?
I already voted today. Cast for Monk and Tammany, by God. Twice.
Twice? Only twice? You call that doing your civic duty?
Come with me.
Oh, no, you don't. Get back and sit down.
Here's another one. Clean them up good. Shave their beards off, boys, and send them back to vote again.
All right, boys. Vote Monk Tammany. Monk Tammany.
So, gentlemen, what our great city needs is a new courthouse. Now, I propose it should be a modest, economical structure. Excuse me one moment.
Monk's already won by 3,000 more votes than there are voters.
Only three make it 20, 30. We don't need a victory, we need a Roman triumph.
But we don't have any more ballots.
Remember the first rule of politics. The ballots don't make the results. The counters make the results. The counters. Keep counting. It's from Bill. Monk.
Citizens of the Five Points! Mr. Bill Cutting is attempting to draw me into an argument that would no doubt end in bloodshed and the compromising of my office. What do you think?
Should I engage and silence this relic
of the ancient law? Or shall I be your chosen voice in the New Testament, in the New World? There you are, Bill. People have spoken. The very notion of violent reprisal benumbs them. Come on up. Let's see if we can resolve our grievances the democratic way.
That, my friends, is the minority vote. Now you tasted my mutton. How do you like it, huh? Look, I want you to see this.
This is you, right here. Notch 45, you Irish bog bastard. Why don't you burn him, see if his ashes turn green?
Fortuna juvat al dentes. Fortune favors the bold.
You killed an elected official?
Who elected him?
You don't know what you've done to yourself.
Because you are lukewarm, I will spew you out of my mouth.
You can build your filthy world without me.
I took the father. Now I'll take the son. You tell young Valen, I'm gonna paint Paradise Square with his blood.
Two coats. I'll festoon my bedchamber with his guts. As for you, Mr. Tammany fucking hole, you come down to the points again, and you'll be dispatched by mine own hand.
Get back to your celebration and let me eat in peace. I paid you fair.
Challenge.
Challenge accepted.
And then it came. The first day of the draft.
Thomas O'Neill. Andrew Lewis. Joseph Flynn.
They read out the draftees' names like they was dead already.
Andrew Martin. J.B. Cleason.
The O'Connell Guard.
The Plug Uglies.
As for us,
Party Thieves.
Tribes were gathered.
The Chichesters.
The drums was beaten.
Dead Rabbits.
The American Guard.
The Atlantic Guard.
The Slaughterhousers.
The Bowery Boys.
Confederation of American Natives.
James Mooney.
But all we could see was the hand in front of us.
John O'Connell. G.W. Morris. John Doyle.
When?
Whenever you like.
Daybreak tomorrow.
Round?
Paradise Square.
Weapons?
That I leave up to you.
Bricks, bats, axes, knives, pistols.
No pistols.
good boy.
Terms are resolved. Council's concluded.
T.E. Briggs. Thomas McAvoy. W.H. Miles.
The hit with a death trap!
Get the pen fire point!
Rip them apart!
Down at the draft office. The cops broke a few skulls, and everybody run away. But the word was spreading in the dark. Up on Fifth Avenue, the Skermerhorns and their mob breathed a little easy.
Just a brief burst of anger over Mr. Lincoln's draft.
Entirely justifiable, in my view.
Well, there are two sides to that question.
There are several sides to the question, in fact,
right,
Mr. Skermerhorn, but only one right side, as with any question that involves the abuse of executive power.
In any case, Mr. Greeley, we can all be thankful that it wasn't any worse.
It may be worse yet, sir. I saw them. I don't know what to think.
Now, what is it that you are so fond of saying, Mr. Tweed? And, Mr. Greeley, you weren't like this, but what is it?
I don't remember.
You can always hire one half of the poor to kill the other half.
Come to say goodbye. I've booked passage for California.
Jenny, give me one more day and I'll go with you.
You'll be dead by then.
Well, what would you have me do?
I don't know.
This will all be finished tomorrow.
No, it won't. This whole place is gonna burn anyway.
I've heard that the poor are going from door to door in the Five Points, asking those supporters who wish to see further riots to place a lighted candle in the window. Irish, Poles, Germans, all of them.
Ah, Mr. Greeley, the city is not mad. I prophesy a very dark night.
The sun rose next. The city had split in half. From all over New York they came. Iron workers, factory boys, street cleaners, Irish, Polish, German, anyone who never cared about slavery or the Union, anyone who couldn't buy his way out. Let the sons of the rich go and die, they cried. Let the sons of the poor stay home. The earth was shaking now. But I was about my father's business.
Almighty Lord, you are the dagger in my hand.
Guide my hand on this day of vengeance.
We give thanks to the Lord, for he is good.
But you, the swift, cannot flee, nor the strong escape.
Let my sword devour until its thirst is quenched with blood, and my enemies sleep forever.
For you are the Lord God of retribution.
For the Lord crushes the wicked.
The Lord is merciful, and his love endures forever.
Amen.
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 Get the women upstairs!
Father! Help! Take my life!
increasing. The mob are sacking houses 27th Street and 7th Avenue. We have no force to send. 16th Precinct. All the stores are closing on 8th Avenue from fear of the mob in 17th Street.
Short Machenko, you cowardly bastards!
From 4th. The rioters are attacking colored boarding houses, robbing them, and setting them on fire.
From 21st, the mob have just broken open gun store on 3rd Avenue and are arming.
Get the
neighbor! Get him! Get him! Tell us how many.
Marshal's office on 3rd Avenue is burning down. The police is of no avail.
Show yourself, please!
Two colored men brought in almost dead.
There are 50 more Negroes outside who need help. The blacks are being attacked all over the city.
Officers, hey! There's a $300 man! Get him! Did your daddy buy you out of the army? Can he buy me out of the army, too?
There is danger of mob attacking armory, corner 21st Street, 2nd Avenue. There's about 500 stand of arms in it.
The line is dead. They're trying to cut all the wires.
From 1st. Riot at Pier 4, North River. They have killed Negroes there. A crowd is here and are going to destroy this station.
Get her back! Get her back! From 18th Precinct, the mob have attacked the armory, 2nd Avenue, 21st Street. There is danger of firing the building.
All 300 police wounded or unaccounted for. Find the military and send them.
From 20th. Send 100 men to disperse mob assailing Mayor Updike's house.
Building corner 33rd Street, 2nd Avenue, set on fire by the mob.
Barnum's American Museum on fire. Animals are escaping.
Let's go! Let's go!
Gunboat Liberty and Ironclad Passaic now lying off the foot of Wall Street. They are ready to open fire on the mob.
Mob now going down 5th Avenue to attack Tribune office. From 16th, mob is coming down to Station House. We have no men.
18th, the mob is very wild.
From 16th, the 7th Regiment has arrived. Foot of Canal Street. They are on their way to Broadway.
Get hands off me.
The mob is about 4,500 strong. They're going to burn down Harlem Bridge. Harlem Bridge is to be torched.
The rats have taken over the city.
21st, there is an attack on the colored people in 2nd Avenue. There's a mob headed for the colored orphans asylum. Send troops to protect the children.
Riot is now on 7th Avenue, 28th Street. They have just killed a Negro.
There's a Negro! Get him! Get him!
Sir, the Major General wants to know what to do with any prisoners captured.
Prisoners don't take any. The mob isn't taking prisoners. Put the mob down. Don't take a prisoner in until you put the mob down.
Soldiers now on 38th Street. The mob will not disperse. What are your orders? What are your orders?
Fire!
God. I die a true American.
Tomorrow morning, get our people down to the docks. I want every man and woman coming off the boats given hot soup and bread. We're burying a lot of votes down here tonight. Oh.
In the end, they put candles on the bodies so their friends, if they had any, could know them in the dark. The city did this free of charge. Shang, Jimmy Spoils, Hellcat, McGloin, and more. Friend or foe, it didn't make no difference now. It was 4 days and nights before the worst of the mob was finally put down. We never knew how many New Yorkers died that week before the city was finally delivered. My father told me we was all born of blood and tribulation. And so then too was our great city. But for those of us what lived and died in them furious days, it was like everything we knew was mightily swept away. And no matter what they did to build this city up again, for the rest of time, it would be like no one even knew he was ever here.
Thank you. It's a long way we've come from the freckled hills to the steel and glass canyons, from the stony fields to hanging steel from the sky, from digging in our pockets for a reason and to say goodbye. These are the hands that built America. These are the hands that built America.